Next patient is Michael Jellots. The last name is J-E-L-L-O-T-S. First name is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. This is the clinical case of an 83-year-old white male that is following this practice because of CKD stage 4. The patient comes today with a serum creatinine of 3.3, a BUN of 58. The estimated GFR is around 20 mLs per minute. The patient has a urinalysis that fails to show any proteinuria, doesn't have any hematuria, doesn't have any acute changes, period. This urinalysis was done December the 2nd of 2022. The microalbumin creatinine ratio was 0.20, which is within a normal range. This patient has these changes in the GFR that are most likely associated to hemodynamic changes as related to the cardiomyopathy that he has. Number two, the patient is followed also because of the presence of hyperkalemia. The potassium was reported to be 5.2, which is within range. He says that he has been trying to follow a low potassium diet as much as he can, and he's taking also Veltassa. It doesn't seem to me that he takes it on a daily basis, period. He says that he's going to get a refill of the Veltassa and continue taking it. Following number, the patient has hemoglobin of 9. He's followed at the Cancer Center for Myelodysplastic Syndrome. He is receiving Procrit injection. Following number, the patient has a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. There is some bronchi in the auscultation of the lungs. He gave follows with Dr. Bhatt, that is Dr. Bhatt, B-H-A-T-T, pulmonologist, period. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass graft, that is followed by Dr. Parnassa. Following number, taking atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily for hyperlipidemia. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. The patient will be reevaluated in 3 months. Paragraph, we invested 8 minutes of the time comparing the laboratory workup, comma, in the face-to-face, 15 minutes, in the documentation, 5 minutes.